Humboldt County's sheriff's deputies will have starring roles in a reality TV show. And although some members of the Board of Supervisors have concerns about it, a contract with the show's production company got a go-ahead. Supervisors confirmed the pact at their June 25th meeting. The contract is with Half Moon Pictures, LLC, which produces the On Patrol Live reality TV show. A written staff report says the show's crew will, quote, follow a select number of deputy sheriffs as they perform their duties throughout Humboldt County. The contract authorization was on the meeting's consent agenda of routine items, but Supervisor Mike Wilson asked Sheriff Billy Hansel to talk about his department's involvement in the show. Hansel said it will showcase the county's policing approach, which he described as progressive and humanistic.
The reason why this show is going to be important here, and the reason why I'm pushing this forward, is to talk about and to highlight the professional law enforcement services that we do here in Humboldt County. The one thing that we do that's really, I think, special and unique is that we do take pride in our community policing and do take pride in how we offer compassionate law enforcement services. And I think this is an opportunity for us to highlight Humboldt County, put Humboldt County on the map, and also talk about how California law enforcement is different. And California law enforcement does show that, you know, we do hold people accountable, but we also are all about building trust with our community.
Asked by Wilson how the show portrays policing, Hansel described it as a really good show that highlights what's going on around the country with crime and law enforcement. He said he believes being in the show will be a positive thing that will be great for Humboldt County. Wilson expressed doubt, thanking Hansel for his commentary, but saying, quote, I don't know if it's giving me a lot of confidence. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo also has concerns. So do some residents, she said, as there's uncertainty about how Humboldt policing will be portrayed.
I'm concerned about, we got some public comment asking, you know, us to not confirm this because of concerns that it's really showing people in some way invading their, you know, personal confidence, their privacy to some degree in their worst moments. And I can understand that perspective. I also know a few people have gone into law enforcement because they saw a show like this and it got them interested and it seemed like an exciting and interesting career. So I could see how it could achieve those goals as well. I'll say it just makes me a little anxious for the potential reputational harm. I hope that it shows everyone doing their professional best. And, you know, it's, I understand that this type of show has evolved from the stuff I saw as a kid, probably, where it was intended more to shock, and it's probably more realistic now.
Hansel said the TV show's crew and its cameras will take all footage from publicly accessible areas and not private spaces like homes. He said the show is reputable and he has total confidence in it. Wilson seemed to have concerns that were outside of contractual considerations. And as the discussion wound down, he talked about how public obsession with reality TV makes him uneasy.
We just have a whole media sphere of fear and anxiety around all of these issues, and it's creating, we see it not just on our televisions, but on our some social media feeds that, and I just feel that participating more in that arena and having our community be part of that even more is just, it doesn't sit well with me in general.
The contract authorization was approved along with the rest of the consent agenda. Wilson joined the vote, but only because there was confusion about whether the contract item was included in it. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.